Our story begins at the Willow Glen Funeral Home, where Marilyn, Gretchen, and Blake have just arrived for the funeral of Jacob Stiles.
I think we're still early.
Do you think Serena is going to go off the deep end on us again?
She'd better not. Mom and Dad will be here any minute, and if she says anything to them, I'm going to...
Let's just try to not let her affect us. I know there's a lot of history there, but don't let her get to you.
I can't believe she wants to keep Denise away from us.
Well, she's managed to do it for 5 years, but not anymore.
Perry, what are you doing here?
I found a notice in the paper this morning. I wanted to pay my respects to Jacob.
You knew my brother?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Oh, you're his sister?
We're both his sisters. How did you know Jacob?
Well, we were acquaintances. I'm Perry Young.
Hello, Perry. I'm Marilyn Marston.
Gretchen Stiles.
Nice to meet you.
Perry, how's Rex's mother?
She's awake. I know she'll begin speech therapy at some point soon, and also therapy on her left arm.
One of my employees' mother suffered a stroke the other day. She's in the hospital at Westside.
Westside? That's where Jacob died.
Oh, no. There's Serena.
I think I'll go take a seat.
Here she comes. Stay calm.
What the hell are you doing here?
Miss Stiles, I just came here to pay my respects to Jacob.
What kind of sick game are you playing, Perry? First you were at the hospital, and now you're at Jacob's funeral? I want you out of here, now.
What's going on here?
Stay out of this, Marilyn. Don't tell me you know this guy.
We just met.
I'm not kidding with you, Perry. Get out of here, or I'll have you thrown out.
Okay, I'll go. I'm sorry.
Perry, I'll walk out with you. Marilyn, I'll be right back.
What's wrong with you, Serena? People are just here to say goodbye to Jake. Why do you have such a problem with everyone?
I don't have a problem with everyone, Gretchen. Just the Stiles family and him.
Mom and Dad will be here soon. Please don't say anything to upset them, even more than they already are.
Your parents? Your parents are the last thing I'm worried about today. Just keep them away from me. And Denise.
They're going to want to see her.
We've already been through this. It's not happening. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have family here that I need to talk to.
Of course. This is all about her.
That woman hasn't changed one bit in 5 years.
In the Westside Psych Ward group therapy room, Adriana is talking with Alexandra.
So why did Dan hightail it out of here so fast?
Because I need to talk to you about Andrew.
What about him? And why would Dan care?
The day that you came here with him to visit me and he didn't show up, it was the same day that Dan escaped.
Yes, I know that.
Well, apparently Dan ran into Andrew outside the hospital and worked him over pretty good.
What? Dan beat Andy up? Why?
I don't know. I think Andrew was trying to stop him from escaping or something. Who knows why Dan does anything?
Adriana, I haven't seen or heard from Andy since that day. My God! What if he got hurt?
Well, if he was hurt, wouldn't he have just walked into the hospital?
Yeah, if he could walk.
But where has he been this whole time?
What if Dan killed him? Adriana, I have to go find him.
Well, Dan told me everything he knows. They had a run-in, and then Dan took off.
But then where's Andy now? I'm calling the police.
I think that may be a good idea.
I've been thinking this whole time that he just jetted off to go find another socialite to romance. Why didn't I go looking for him?
But, Alexandra, you had every reason to think he was fine. None of us knew what really happened.
And we still don't. Damn that, Dan. I want that big ogre out of this hospital. Why in the hell do they keep letting him back in here anyway?
I guess he has his moments.
Well, he's messed with the wrong family this time. Listen, I've got to get over to the police station and let them know what happened. I am not resting until I find our brother.
At a nearby coffee shop, Heidi and Charlie are sitting at a window table.
You know, for someone who went to have a drink, you sure don't have much to say.
Well, I was thinking about something a little stronger than coffee when I made that offer, but hey, you're the coffee girl, right?
So what happened with Adriana? How can you be totally in love one minute and it be over the next?
Because she was playing me, Heidi, that's why.
What do you mean?
I didn't want to believe it, but she proved it today. She wanted to get out of Westside, and I was the bait.
Wait, are you saying her feelings towards you weren't genuine?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And a foolish, vulnerable Charlie fell for it.
Wow. From what I've seen of Adriana, I'm surprised to hear that.
Then I guess she fooled us all.
Look, I know breakups are the pits, but were the two of you really compatible anyway? You seem so different. Maybe this is the best in the long run.
Well, I sure hope so. Last time I went through a breakup, I ended up in a straitjacket at Westside.
What happened?
Long story. Let's just say things heated up with my ex after we split. But I didn't care about Rebecca the way I did for Adriana.
I've always heard that the best way to deal with a situation like this is to keep yourself busy doing other things.
You know, I can't even think clearly right now. I don't know what I want to do.
It's your life. And you seem pretty set financially. You can do anything you want.
Well, I've been looking into this production company, thinking of buying it.
You should. It would help keep your mind off Adriana.
Yeah, maybe. I like the place. I want something of my own, you know? I'm tired of depending on my father or brother or Adriana for my own happiness. I want to take charge of my life.
Take control. That's what you need to do.
You're right. To hell with this moping around. I am not going to let Adriana Cummings or anyone else in the world get the best of me. I am Charles Turner Dean Jr. That's who I am.
Well, I guess mission is accomplished. You sound better already.
Yeah, and I feel better too. The only way I'm going to avoid feeling like this again is if I take full control of what goes on around me, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Where are you going?
To begin the rest of my life, Heidi. Thanks.
Outside the Willow Glen Funeral Home, Blake is talking with Perry.
Perry, what just happened in there?
Blake, I'd rather not talk about it.
How do you know Serena?
It's a long story. One I'd rather not get into if you don't mind.
I don't mean to pry. I've been seeing Marilyn the past several weeks, and we've started to become close.
But I thought... Never mind. I have to go. I have to get this. Hello? Yes, this is Perry Young. Look, doctor, I don't need to come into the office. Just tell me now.
Perry, what is it? Are you all right? Hello? Who's speaking? Dr. Kumar, let me have Perry call you back. Perry, what's going on? Why did you drop the phone like that? Are you okay?
I've got to get out of here.
But are you going to be okay?
No, I'm not.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.